We have just heard that ZANU-PF is advocating that our president must be arrested for calling for demonstration against the government. We condemn that because the call for demonstrations is actually lawful. In terms of Section 59 of our Constitution, people have got the freedom to demonstrate and present petitions as long as the demonstrations are peaceful. So when President Tsvangirai was talking about demonstrations, he was talking about something that must be done, which is within the law. There are a lot of things that are going wrong in this country. Zimbabwe is going down the precipice. Zimbabwe is going down the drain. It is being run down this economy by an uncaring government. So these are things that call for Zimbabweans to demonstrate, to show their displeasure about what the government is doing. And that is perfectly, perfectly lawful.
What will happen in the event that Mr. Tsvangirai is arrested over his statements?
Well, there will be disorder for sure. There will be a protest by the MDC because we cannot accept a situation where ZANU-PF wants to circumvent the Constitution. The Constitution says it is lawful to demonstrate, and therefore it is lawful to call for demonstrations. What President Tsvangirai has not done is to call for armed conflict, but he has asked for demonstrations for the redress of lawful grievances. For example, the man is being stolen. Civil servants are being lied to that their man is coming when it is not coming. And they've been patient for a long time. And we are saying we must not just sit by and watch while our country is being run down the drain.